loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy! We got Leroy potted up there, Brittany. Is he good to go? We don't hear him. I don't have my guy. Leroy, are you plugged in? Rousing start. There you are. Hey, there you are.
Wasn't me.
It was somebody. I don't know who it was, but it was somebody.
Not gonna mention names. Wasn't me. Wasn't Tobin.
I don't have any control over that over here.
I know.
But anyway, welcome to the week, man. How are you?
Good. Good. Celebrated Big Spoon's birthday.
Big Spoon!
Yep.
Miss those days. She never says hello anymore.
Huh?
Miss those.
She's working. She works early. And now she got to bring Rebecca to, she's doing an internship.
Oh.
At an animal hospital.
Wow.
So she goes 7 to like 1. Then she has school from 5 to 9.
Wow. That's something. Yeah. It's flying by.
Yeah, well, when she's after next year, she'll have a 2-year degree.
Sheesh.
So when she graduates from high school.
Going right into it.
She ain't driving alone yet, so you know what that means.
Chauffeur.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, you don't even, it's like, Dad. I'm going to need a ride from
book some time.
Yeah. From work. And then I'm going to go and come home and take a little siesta. Then I'm going to need a ride to school. Okay. Put that on your schedule.
Speaking of daughters, mine has decided to call me in the middle of the show today.
Mm.
Same time every day, sweetheart. Same time.
Does that not, you know, who's terrible with that? My dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, what are you on?
No.
Same time
and he'll
every
say
day.
This. I don't know what time you do your show, but our time is different, and I get it screwed up in my head. I said, I know somebody like that.
Central time messes me up more than Pacific. It does. I can't put my finger on it, but it does.
Can I tell you what throws me off? Here's what throws me off about Central time. There are a lot of places in Central Time Zone that are farther east than some places in Eastern Time Zone. So, for example, New Orleans is farther east than Detroit. But Detroit is on Eastern Time and Louisiana is on Central Time.
Hmm.
So that's what throws... That where I am throws me off more than Central Time.
Brittany, how are you? Did you have a good weekend? You're in for Frog Boy today.
I did have a good weekend. I went to the Morgan Wallen concert. So
How was that? Did you go day one or day two?
I went day one.
Okay.
So I got to see him in the Cam Ward jersey, which was cool.
Yeah, he rocked the Cam Ward jersey. Of course, Cam Ward, part of now the Tennessee Titans. Morgan Wallen, a Tennessee guy. I was not surprised by that choice.
Heady move.
Heady move.
Coming down here.
I was actually pretty shocked.
What did you think he was going to wear?
I thought he was going to do Tua.
Too easy. Too easy.
Yeah, but Cam Ward
and,
is in his hometown.
And let's not forget, he hates Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's
he
true.
Hates
that's
Alabama. True. He's not wearing a Tua that's jersey. Very true. I saw a lot of people. I thought that was a pretty easy connect. People were like, why is he wearing a Tua jersey? I'm like, he hates Alabama.
Oh, I didn't even. I really honestly didn't even think about that.
He's a Tennessee guy. He's a Tennessee Volunteers guy through and through.
Right.
So he hates Alabama's guts. He's got a song about stealing an Alabama sorority girl.
Yes, he does.
Like, he hates Alabama's ass.
So how would this work out if he goes somewhere and he's going to wear a Manning jersey?
When he goes to Alabama to do a concert?
No. So if he is a Tennessee fan,
mm-hmm.
right, depending on where he goes, would he wear a Manning jersey, even though, you know?
I don't know. I know his thing is he usually comes out with somebody, and I think that I had heard that he had a really big reveal today from a sauce, but that big guest backed out. But I don't know if
Ooh.
That's...
On Friday?
Yeah.
Well, I was shocked that he didn't walk out with anybody. I was kind of really disappointed.
Supposedly, who was supposed to walk out with him backed out. It's a South Florida guy, but it's not on anybody of the teams. So, like, it's not like Tua backed out.
I want to know so bad.
I'll tell you during the break. I'll tell you during the break. But, and I'll text you later, Leroy, because I don't even know if it's been revealed already, because if it's revealed, it feels stupid, but.
Well, you don't want to be the guy?
I don't want to be the guy. It's not my place.
That's interesting for radio or media that you don't want to be the guy.
It's not my place.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Jason Taylor did it on.
I know 1,000 people
mm-hmm.
that would 100% like put it out there just to say they had the scoop.
Yeah, but it's not my scoop. I just heard. Right. I heard some scuttle.
I heard some scuttle. I got you.
But then on Saturday he walked out with Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor was the South Florida tie that he walked out with. So they can't go wrong there. It was in JT's house. Good for that. So what was the it was a good atmosphere.
Oh, it was awesome. This is my second time seeing him. It was great. He's a great performer, honestly.
How was my girl Miranda Lambert? You didn't like her?
I don't really care for her, no.
What?
Wow. Sorry. Wait, not only did she give a sigh, but she gave a
Why not?
Are you serious with me right now?
I mean, I like one song, which is like "The House That Built Me," I think is what it's called.
Oh yeah, I mean, only the greatest song ever written.
I like that song, and everybody really enjoyed her set. I will say, like, everybody was singing and having a great time, but it's just not for me.
Right.
Well, Brittany, you have to understand, this man has taken his wife to Miranda Lambert.
Yep.
While drinking pink lemonades out of a mug with what, pink mm-hmm. hats?
Regular lemonade. Tito's regular. Lemonade with a pink hat.
There we
hat.
Go. That's him at Miranda. Wait, first of all.
Yeah.
That ain't just lemonade, my man.
Lemonade and vodka, Tito's.
Okay, because I'm looking at them eyes. You look like you're 2-3 in.
Mm, at least two.
That's a cute cup, though. I want one.
It was a cute cup. They don't do it anymore at the amphitheater.
They don't do fun things like that anymore.
They should.
Period.
Yeah, they definitely should.
I mean, why? You're already spending an arm and a leg for the ticket.
You know who he would have walked out with if he never lost his joy in Miami? He would have walked out with Jimmy. That's his best friend.
That's exactly what I said the whole weekend, like leading up to it. I was like, if Jimmy would have just stayed, he would have walked
There's
out with Jimmy.
No. Now,
Jimmy wasn't the guy I was talking about, by the way, either.
Jimmy the troll would have walked out.
He would have. I think he was in Tahoe this weekend, though, because I saw him at Steph Curry's little golf tournament.
That's not Steph. That tournament's been around long before Steph.
Whatever, dude. Isn't Steph Curry a really good golfer for a basketball player?
Yeah, but he didn't win.
Low Dog plays in it.
You know what's amazing? The guy who won, I was like, who is this? And then they start, because, you know, a lot of times you're unfamiliar with the names because you can't put the body or whatever. And they go, oh, yeah, this is the guy who has more playoff goals than any American in hockey history.
Mm.
And I was like, tip my hat to you, sir. But he smoked them.
Wow. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose your 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins, they go into the All-Star break with an 11-1 win over the Orioles. Man, Kyle Stowers, you want to talk about a revenge game.
I watched baseball yesterday.
Did you? Wow.
Because Kyle Stowers hit the first home run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, they got a lead. And I'm watching. I'm like, ooh, man. It was like Looney Tunes going around the bases. He got back up, another home run.
Yep.
Now I'm like, man. So, you know, after he got the third one, I'm hoping he gets back up to bat.
Of course. And he got 3 through 5.
Right. And then he hit one. He hit it hard, but he just got on top of it. I mean, the they treat him like Babe Ruth. The outfielder was already on the warning track. I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah, that had to feel really good for him. You're like, oh, you guys gave up on me, eh? Give me up for Trevor Rogers? Tough week for that trade for the Orioles GM. Trevor Rogers gets beat, and then Stowers does that. Oof.
I would say still not worse than Luka.
Oh, no.
There's no. Like, can we think? I mean, but I will say this. It's good for the Marlins to get a win in a trade because
it's been a while.
We all are too familiar with trades down here as far as the Marlins are concerned.
Yeah, even the Jazz trade, you're like, Zach Gallen was really good. He was, it was kind of a, like, wow, it feels good to fleece someone for once.
Right.
I know Rogers has been pitching better, but still, Stowers is an all-star. He's been killing it.
The only trade that I would consider the equivalent to Luka is the trade with Detroit.
Oh, the Cabrera Marlins trade? Oh.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that would go down as.
Just got like, sick to my stomach.
He just threw up in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah.
Speaking of Luka, we'll get to that. Whoa, hobnobbing this weekend. The Panthers just announced NHL has released the opening night schedule, and the Panthers are going to open up the season with the 5 o'clock puck drop against the Chicago Blackhawks as part of their opening night triple header. Now, I'm a little confused. Like, they're not the prime time.
Putting them in prime
time? But I guess they're the
prime time game.
They're the first game. Rangers and Penguins.
Wow.
Yep. But they are the first team, so they are raising their banner. They got to give the cup back. But it's a 5 o'clock start. A little strange.
How long before are they playing at least at home?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're raising the banner. They're doing the whole deal.
Right.
And then, of course, you got Spencer Knight revenge game, and Seth Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
That also trade worked out well for the Panthers.
Like, at what point, when you win a championship, do you not care about the petty? The petty is holding up the cup.
Mm.
Right? So why would Seth Jones give a rat's ass about Chicago? When
he
just won a Stanley Cup.
Because they all thought that he was washed and a bum. You know, they're like, good, get out of here. And by the way, they're paying half his salary.
Right.
So hopefully.
I never could figure that out. And fans are like that too. Like,
did you ever
notice in basketball, they go, how come we can't just buy him out? How come we just, like, I'm like, dude, nobody wants to give up that money.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of player did they think Seth Jones was that they could let the player go and pay half of his salary?
Well, you know,
say they save money.
Bradley Beal hasn't been bought out yet, right?
Hey, why? Why would he let them buy him?
Well,
out?
Do you know that the provision of this rule that I think is kind of hilarious?
What?
He has to give up at least $14 million. For them to wave and stretch him. So, like, that's the number. And if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm like,
what?
$14 million? I'm not giving up $14 million. Kick rocks. And everybody's like, oh, he'll be made whole again. Be like,
Hole.
Who's going to get right now? Right now, he's the equivalent to mid-level exception, if that.
Yeah.
Like what has he done in the last 2 years that would say, yeah, let's go give him $10, $20 million a year?
If I'm Bradley Beal, it'd be like, yeah, but if I just stay here and you guys get rid of me, then I can double dip and I get all of it. Like, because they were saying, like, a week ago, they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be done in 24 hours. But the whole thing is he has to give up a certain amount of money for them to be able to stretch his contract, which means they pay him over 5 years like Dame. He makes too much. And so he has to give up this money, and I don't think he's giving up the money.
What? Why?
That's crazy.
Why? And you know what's amazing? The fans would probably hate him. But nobody, not one of those fans would do it either.
Right. No, they could give a like he could do it. He was like, we'll do a buyout. What? I'll give up $3 million and let me go. And they're like, no, you got to give up this much. He goes,
I'm doing you a favor by letting you buy me out. We ain't negotiating the amount of money that you gonna give me.
All right, we'll take a break. The Heat. They got waxed in Summer League yesterday, but they had some drama this weekend as Eric Spoelstra took a flamethrower to Kalel Ware. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Got the Home Run Derby tonight in Atlanta. Jazz Chisholm's in there. He's the long shot today.
Really?
There's a late entry, I believe. And then Cal Raleigh, big dumper. He is the favorite today. No surprise there, as he has been having a monster season for the Seattle Mariners this year. Leading the American League in home runs. He's up to 38 on the season.
Jeez.
Aaron Judge is 35, and Shohei Ohtani with 32. That is your...
Yeah, but can any of them pitch besides?
Nah. I don't know how. Cal Raleigh can...
Can any of them throw heat?
Cal Raleigh getting a catcher and doing it is probably as close as you're going to get to being as impressive as Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
That's about it. But yeah, home run derby tonight. That's sports tonight. And then you got Summer League. Heat Summer League tonight. Heat will be back in action. They got waxed yesterday. Woof.
Oh, my goodness.
What a terrible game.
They creeped up. They got close a couple of times.
Got close a couple times. This?
There's two times during the year where I get a little bit annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
March Madness and Summer League. Because the game might start 40 minutes later.
Oh, my God. That was so annoying.
Know what I say? You know what? Let me check out the young fellas. Right? And I'm like, your game is in a delay.
Yeah, it was terrible. And not only that, delayed my time to get to watch the Love Island finale too, which is unnecessarily long, may I add. Oh, my goodness.
So you watched it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Not until the Heat game was done,
As predicted?
Yeah, Amaya won, which, by the way, it got leaked on Twitter, which was really annoying. You know, not that it was a surprise, but it was annoying that it got leaked on Twitter, and like, you know, Twitter has that For You page now, and so like it'll like flip, and you know, you'll get tweets of people you don't necessarily follow, and they were like, yes, Brian and Amaya win Love Island 2025. I was like, damn it, dude. I mean, you know, you could have had a little bit of suspense.
Wait a minute. I can't believe you're shocked by this.
The leakage?
Yeah.
It's just annoying. I'm not surprised by it. It just sucks. And I'm like, I'm trying to avoid it. I'm like, but I'm on Twitter for the
when
Heat.
When you went to For You, you had to know.
Nah. I didn't like it.
Wait. You think there are people that are pissed off that you spoil the draft every year?
No. I don't think so. And I didn't do it this year at the Heat draft.
Wait. That's funny.
I tried.
You would say the same action.
Solana was trying to do that during the draft this year. He's like, don't look. And I was just like, this sucks. Why can't I look? So some people are going to know. And I'm supposed to sit and pretend like I got to sit here and be surprised, or I have to, when I can know something 3 minutes earlier.
No. Brittany, here's what you have to understand. We did a football draft one time. It's like seven or eight of us all on the Twitch. And we're talking about drafts and who they should draft. And
well, we did it as blah, a station. Blah, blah, blah. We did it. Everybody station, did it. It was during COVID.
And then Tobin, just out of the blue, goes, ooh, ooh.
I think it was actually a little, it was more like a squeal, like, ooh.
Yeah, like that. So I knew what that meant because he's a Tua fan. And I'm like, oh.
Yep. You guys got so mad at me. I was like, what am I supposed to do? I got to sit here and pretend. And, you know, here's the other thing that sucked. Back then, everybody's TV was on different delay. So my TV right. was like at a certain point. I remember Amber Wilson was doing it with us. She had like, I was like, what do you have, a pirate feed? How long is your delay? She was getting like the slowest television. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here, be delayed. If I can know something, nobody's TV is on the same. So somebody could have spoiled it anyway for TV. I did no wrong.
Well, I did the NBA draft with you this year. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we were picking, you were like, I want to look whenever you were fighting with Solana. And I still think that you saw before we actually
picked.
I did
see it.
I was like, I know he did for a fact. I know. He tried to keep a poker face.
No, he can't help. Listen, he can't help himself. Like, as much as he says, I want to be shocked when I see who they draft, if somebody has that information, he needs to know.
Truthfully, what happened that day, Brittany, was I was looking and looking, and then as soon as I saw who they drafted, I was like, oh, no, the guy whose name I can't pronounce. That was like what swept over me. I was like, Kasparis, what do
you want to do? That's why you were stoic, because you were like...
I was like, oh, no. And he was like one of the few guys I really didn't look into very much, because, again, nobody thought he was going to fall to the Miami Heat. And so I'm sitting here being like, ah, I don't got to know that guy. And I was like, oh, no, they drafted that guy.
Let me search really quick while we wait.
Let me figure this out. All right. Well, we'll take a break. Speaking of Heat drafts, last year's Heat first-round pick, Khalil Ware had a good game yesterday. The Heat did not, but he, of course, was responding. Had to get a response after Eric Spoelstra. Pretty strong comments about the warehouse. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's Monday.
Yep.
It's dead week. No baseball.
No baseball. Summer League.
Got Summer League going on, but Cooper Flagg is officially already done. He dropped a 31 piece, and they're like, all right, see you. We get it. We've seen enough here. It's kind of exactly what the Heat wanted Khalil Ware to do. I think it's exactly like, I don't think the Heat went into this saying like, oh, yeah, Khalil's going to play 4 Summer League games. I think they wanted him to just come out there, drop a double-double, and say, hey, see you in August. See you in September.
But they needed to see it. And
right.
Somebody had to say something so that he would put forth that effort and get the hell out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the life of a young athlete.
That's youth.
Right? That's youth. And so I don't blame Spo. I'm actually glad to see Khalil respond to it and not cry and whine.
I thought that was very impressive from him. And he did that. And you know what impressed me the most about it? Was the fact that he did it unsolicited during the game. When they talked to him during the game, he kind of just brought it up himself. He's like, I got to, you know, bring more effort. I got to, you know. So I thought that showed a lot. Because I know that he, like, tweeted and deleted during the day. And I was like, ah, here we go. I'm like, because that can get to you. Those rabbit ears on Twitter can get to you. But I thought with the NBA TV interview and then yesterday after the game, I thought that he handled it well. But if you guys missed it over the weekend, Eric Spoelstra, the Heat practiced on Saturday, and Eric Spoelstra held court. He spoke for probably about 17 minutes to the media, and he was shooting. I mean, Spo was this was not post game Spo. Spo had some opinions. He had some he wanted to put some sauce on it, but the most. The biggest storyline out of it was, of course, Khalil, who Coach Glass has said, like, hey, they wanted him to come here and dominate. He has not. And so Spo had to say something, or felt like he had to say something. So here was the start of it. He said that he has to improve his professionalism.
There's layers to this with Khalil. You know, a big part of this is he has to really embrace and improve his professionalism, his consistency, his approach every single day. He has to get better with that. It's learning how to become a pro. I understand it. He was 20 last year, and he's 21. We have bigger expectations. It's not your normal growth and growing pains of a young player learning how to become a pro. But that's what this summer is about, learning how to become a pro, learning how to be consistent every single day.
All right. So it starts off.
You know, that's basically young people talk,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a lot of guys that what you tend to learn in once you get to the next level is that your talent by itself is not going to lead you to long-term success. I don't care how fast you are. I don't care how tall you are. Like, there's certain things that you need to do to become a pro, and it's going to accentuate the talent that you have. You can't just go out there and say, roll the ball out, I got you 20 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so for young guys who've been dominant their whole careers, it's a bit of an adjustment. Some guys do it quick. Most of the guys, and I tell you, the guys who seem to transition quicker are the guys who weren't highly regarded at some point during their career.
Yeah, because they can't afford to. Yeah.
Right. Well, even D-Wade had a level of, he ended up at Marquette,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean.
But he had to sit for a year because of grades.
Right, right. We call that Prop 48.
He then said that, look, the talent is there for Kalel, but it's the other stuff that he's got to pick
right.
up. Here's some more of Spo.
Talent is there. The professionalism and consistency has to improve. And it is, you know, our standards are not going to change, and our expectations of how fast we want that to improve for him are not going to change. But he's got to get better at it. He has to take ownership of it. You know, the other stuff will come along with that. You know, that leads into the weight room. You know, your professionalism, your consistency, your approach every single day. He's getting stronger. He is gaining weight. That's a big part of his improvement, is getting his body physically prepared and ready to handle the rigors of a physical position.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, it wasn't even about a points thing. Like, you know, the rebounds, I think, is really what stood out to them.
Yeah, man.
They were like, hey, man, you can't go 28 minutes being the tallest guy on the court and walk away with three rebounds. Like, even yesterday's performance, like, I know there was one point. It was a straight, you know who was playing yesterday? Did you notice who was playing for the Cavs?
Who?
Norchad Omier from the Canes. Baby food. Final Four. And he's all of 6'7" as a center.
But he's a rebounding.
He's a hound. Beat. Yeah, he's right. Just like, he's getting after it. And you're just like, oh, not the putback and one. No, Kalel. You know, Kalel Ware came back and he answered with it. But you're just like, yeah, you can't just stare at it. Go get the ball. And I just think it's just driving everybody. It's like, this isn't about, like, not going out there and looking like Hakeem in the summer league. Like, just play your ass off. It's going to take care of itself. It's obvious. And that's why, you know, he felt like he had to do this. Because, look, Spo is not one to do this. This is not a common thing for this coach.
He doesn't call guys out.
Not in the media. But I do think that they felt like it was a bit of either a last resort, or it was just necessary. Because he was on the ESPN broadcast the day before, and he was kind of praising him. He goes, yeah, he's in the weight room. He's looking good. We had heard from Zoe on draft night. He had been in the weight room. He's been putting in the work. But, yeah, that effort just on the court was just like, yeesh.
Now, you think that had something to do with, like, Spo felt it necessary? Which one came out? Did Kalel talk first, or did Spo talk first?
Spo talked first.
Okay, and then Kalel kind of came out. And so, yeah.
Yes.
Goodbye him.
Yeah, Spo talked first. Here's one more from him to just talk about that. He has to get stronger, he has to play with more force, and he's got to work on, you know, the little things like being early and all that stuff and having good expression. Here's more Spo.
Then there's the nuances of doing things defensively and playing stronger with more force offensively. We're working on those things every single day. Malik, you know, I think is the best big man coach and mentor in the league, and they're spending a lot of time hitting, you know, pounding, lower, stronger, more physical. You saw a piece of it right here at the end. You know, that's what we feel like we do. We feel like, you know, also giving them the structure to grow and embrace becoming a pro, learning how to be a professional, you know, every single day, being early, having a great energy and countenance every day. How you do anything is how you do everything. And, you know, he's taking some steps, but he's got to get better. He has to get better with the professionalism.
Countenance is a big word for me, dog. Schmeath and Schmolnick says on the chat, wouldn't trade this mope for KD. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you did trade him for KD, what are you promising yourself 3 years from now? Right? So you work with the young guy because you know that, you know, especially when he's on the same age, he's in the same age group as a lot of your stars, a lot of your guys on your team. So if you're going to build something, right, they're not in a quick fix situation. Right now they're in a development and get young guys on the court phase. And they have the talent to do that. They just have to see it through, right? Because I can tell you right now, Casper is about 3 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of being on the bench for half the year. So there's certain levels to this, but I think at some point, Spo's just going to have to be frustrated and keep riding it out.
305 Maniacs says, we're overreacting. We know damn well that Kalel doesn't care about Summer League. He wants to be home in Miami chasing some Astron before he locks in for the season. Well, first of all, they're in Vegas. So, like, he can go have some fun. And it's kind of like, you could, you know, it's like, get your project done early. You probably would have been home already.
Right.
And then somebody says, in fairness, Pelle Larsen makes everybody look like they're not playing hard. Man, oh, he's always on the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Like, let me tell you something. I've never seen more intangibles on the court since I watched Hoosiers. Because, like,
I think today's his last day. Then he's going to Sweden for Eurobasket. He's basically going to be Swedish Dwayne Wade for Eurobasket.
No.
Who else do they have, Sweden? Gustav Forsling's cousin? this is my cousin, Rustav Forsling.
You know what's amazing? There's certain countries, when you see these World Cups in basketball and FIFA and Olympics, certain countries that aren't known for having tall people, but in a basketball tournament, they're rolling out 2-3 7-footers, and you're like,
Guy says, Spo's having Whiteside PTSD.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Whiteside would have never said what Kalel said.
That I agree with. I agree with that. That he was, from the start, was getting his 2K rating up. And this was Kalel after the game when he was asked about the whole Spo press conference, and he handled it in stride.
How much of this was you trying to make a statement after Coach spoke to us yesterday? You obviously saw his words. How much played into that? How much was this just you saying maybe enough is enough?
I mean, it all comes down to, like, like Spo said, you know, he's putting the effort, you know, going out there and planning. So, you know, this is what I wanted to show that I can do. So.
Why don't we see it, no offense, all the time?
You will.
How strongly did you take Coach's message? Were you surprised by it? I mean, it's just rare. He usually does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, as you know. So when you saw the way he decided to approach it, what was your reaction to that?
I mean, no, I just took it as motivation. You know, obviously, you know, he's the coach, and he has that, you know, that trust in me, and he wants to see me, you know, be the best that I can be. So I took it as motivation.
Yeah, I thought the performance that he had on the court and then even after that with the media, I thought he nailed it.
What he said afterwards kind of solidified his efforts during the game. Now, the one thing that I bet you Spo said, or whoever was coaching him, said as soon as they got into the locker room, being a professional means being consistent with this.
Yes.
And that's
can't
the
just
thing.
Be one.
Right, because remember, Collette will come out and have, you know, a double-double and then go 2 points and three rebounds in 25 minutes.
Yeah, but that's, you know, and that's the thing, though. Like, you know, everybody's getting crazy with it, and I understand. Nobody wants to hear about a guy who's that talented. One of the things I think sports fans don't relate with the most, when if you're that tall and you look like an alien, like, why not play balls to the wall? But we've seen that he's good enough to play in this league. Like, we've all right. seen it with our own eyes. I've seen this man cook Victor Wembanyama. I've seen him dominate games already at a very young age. So I don't need the proof that he's talented. It's just, yes, this was stuff that was there early in the draft. It's why he left Oregon and it didn't work out there. We talked to Mike Woodson about that. Mike Woodson said, like, his mom told me, like, when he got to campus, do whatever you have to do, you know, chew out his ass, whatever has to happen. And it seemed to work out. Made himself a first-round pick. But, you know, I think maybe there's a little, like, walked into this league. I got 10-7, baby.
Well, but here's the other thing. So's everybody else. And that's the part that young guys sometimes, when you've dominated your whole life and then you get to that final destination, you don't realize that they've been doing the same thing you're doing. So it's not going to be as easy as it was. Some guys make it look that way, right? Like, some guys are rare freaks of nature that at any level of whatever sport you're playing, you can go out and dominate. You know, case in point, Randy Moss. Look at him. Look at where he went and how many different places he went before he ended up in the NFL. And then teams had questions, but I don't think anybody ever questioned his ability. And so nobody's questioning Khalil's ability. What happens is, and what gets him in and out of the lineup is this the night we can count on him or not?
Right.
And I think Spo saying, you are far too talented to not put the work in to where we can depend on you for 30 minutes a night, where we got to try to guess if you're in the right frame of mind or if you put the work in to have a good game tonight. That's it. That's what it boils down to.
The rest of that team yesterday, though, woof.
Woo. A lot of running around, though.
That game stunk.
Right? There was a lot of running around, but nobody really, you know.
22 offensive rebounds by Cleveland yesterday. I tell you one thing, you're ducking with some of those three-pointers that people are chucking up. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me tell you. You know what I learned in summer league? That everybody think they can shoot a three-pointer.
Oh, my God.
But your ass need to be in the mid-range. Because I've never seen, only in summer league do you see three-pointers missed badly.
So badly. It's like,
so bad. Why are you shooting a three? You ain't never shot a three in college. Now they move you farther back, and you, and including guys doing pull-ups. Right?
It's like, oh,
pull
yeah.
up from the logo. I'm
got
like,
my
Steph what?
On, coach. It's like, yeah, all right. Hit the bricks, dude. Enjoy Sioux Falls.
So it's amazing. It's like, I wonder in summer league, because you want to see how these guys perform in the heat of the battle. And so you kind of let them go a little bit. But at some point, you got to rein it back in, right? Because, man, there's so many three-point shots.
Dude, like, this is the numbers yesterday. 40% for the Heat, 40% for the Cavs. The only reason the Cavs kicked the hit, they had 87 field goal attempts to the Heat's 59.
Right.
So they just, like, they, you know, it was all rebounds, 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 and they get other extra chances. It was, but, like, they the Heat, 7 of 23 from 3. The Cavs, 7 of 29. Ugh. I can't believe I waited. I can't believe I delayed Love Island for that.
I thought there was a lot more shot.
Oof.
Right? And it looks like and one league because Who's the point guard? That dude was getting to the rim like nothing.
Oh, that kid, Tyson?
Yeah.
The other thing is,
why couldn't nobody make a damn layup?
It's crazy.
Right? I'm like, what am I watching? I'm watching. We got a whole room full of fiddler crabs.
Crazy. What a bad game.
So,
I guess we're not repeating.
Missed three pointers and missed layups are not very conducive to winning.
We'll take a break here on the show. Our Tua is next.